You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we start off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. And I'm joined on the line by founder of Just One Lap and good friend Simon Brown to take a look at some of the market movements. Good evening, Simon. Lovely to speak to you again, twice in one day. Markets not having such a good day, and a lot of that having to do with, obviously, the risk sentiment, but also, I suppose, part of it having to do with the inflation print we got today.
Yeah, evening, Jimmy. So the inflation print was nice, 5.3%. That was for March previous, February being 5.6, although a lot of that was insurance cost. And it was slightly better than expected. And of course, this gives hope to a rate cut coming in South Africa. But the bigger picture is what the FOMC is going to do. And Jerome Powell has been saying, in fact, just this week, that it's probably going to be less cuts, later cuts. In other words, higher for longer in the US. Now, we might get cuts mid-year in Europe. We might even get it in the UK. They had good inflation data out this morning from London, or two and a half year low in their inflation. But I think that our MPC is going to rather wait for the US. And that kind of means that our rate cuts could be like really late into the year, like Q4, rather than, you know, second quarter or even mid-year, which is what a lot were hoping. And that saw bonds moving higher, and it's seen the Rand weaken out, 19.07 and a quarter against the dollar right now.
How are markets feeling at the moment, Simon? Yesterday, markets had this massive, massive sell-off. Today, it's as if everything's sort of calming down. Are markets more nervous or overreacting a lot more to the developments that are being put out there, or the macro factors, now that we know that it is definitely higher for longer? It is not rate cuts from the first quarter. It is possibly even one rate cut for the year, if any.
I think markets are starting to come around to that reality, and I think it's not spooking them, but it's making them uncomfortable. We mentioned yesterday what we were down, I think, some 2.5% on the top 40, 2.1%. The resi was down 3.5%. Today, the top 40 is flat. The resources has bounced back, helped in large part by a weak rand, because gold hasn't done a lot and the PGMs are actually a little bit weaker. But I think it's slowly starting to sink in around the rate cuts and being later. And there's some economists now saying the US rate cuts might only happen next year. And that brings a couple of issues. Firstly, consumers are under pressure as it is, and delay in that just keeps that pressure on. Now, in the US, it's a different story. We're seeing a good economy there. We're seeing unemployment still sub 4%. But also businesses, corporates with their debt burdens, that's starting to hurt. I mean, the one feature of the result deluge that came through for February, which was the sort of December year or mid-year results, was increases in costs and interest payments. And that starts to hurt. Now, in the South African environment, you've also got an increase in costs thanks to load shedding. Sure, we haven't had any in 3 weeks, but beyond that, we've pretty much had it consistently since, June of 2022, in fact. So it's starting to hurt, and that sense of, hang on, higher for longer is painful. I mean, you'll recall there was talk of 6 rate cuts in the US, as you said, starting in March. Now we're down to 1 or 2, maybe none, maybe first cut only in 2025.
Simon, speaking of higher for longer, usually that would benefit the financial stocks, but I had a quick squiz at some of the financials, the likes of Nedbank, Discovery, APSA, pretty much all the major banks and financial stocks are down more than 5% for the month. I mean, historically, we know that the markets, or South African markets, typically move up January to March and then start to ease off in April, but we're seeing that pattern hasn't repeated this year. But more so than that, there's a concern here that financial stocks being down in a higher for longer environment, where are people putting their money? Is it overall risk sentiment off from South Africa as a high risk destination because of things like load shedding, or are markets just jittery in general?
I think the question around our banks, and I've been bearish in the banks for the year. The challenge they have is they get the jaws effect, right? That's the high interest rate that does benefit them, but that's now baked into the numbers. So where are they going to grow from in a you know, we can effectively call it a zero GDP growth economy? They've got operations in the rest of the continent, different degrees of operations in the rest of the continent. But if we look at the South African space, where do they grow from? And then we take a quick gander at the impairments, the bad debts, which on the four big banks are kind of at or near that through the cycle upper levels. In other words, what they expected the worst to be through an economic cycle. But this cycle's not over. I mean, even if we start getting rate cuts in the third quarter, it's about a year before that really takes the pressure off all consumers. In other words, impairments are still likely to be heading higher in this calendar year and probably into next as well, which means that they're going to be going through the top end of their through the cycle numbers. That's going to hurt our profits. We're probably going to be seeing more corporate defaults and challenges there. I mentioned a moment ago that higher cost of interest burden for them as well. So in an environment where the jaws effect is in the numbers, we got no GDP growth, impairments are getting worse. The banks are cheap. You know, high single-digit PEs, mid to high single-digit dividend yields, they are cheap. But I don't think earnings are going to be spectacular at all. Now, the earnings are probably going to be justified by the price, but I think the market is saying, yeah, this just doesn't thrill us. We're not convinced. We're worried about the banks. They're not going to go bankrupt. They're not going to have those sort of liquidity issues. But profits are going to be under pressure.
Do we then look at commodities as an alternative? We know resources have been quite the interest point. They've been on the receiving end of a lot of overselling. And is that now time to then say, okay, maybe we lay off on financials and we start plowing into commodities and resource counters?
Yes, selectively so.
Selectively so.
Yeah, the diversified miners, BHP is always an easy one in a sense. We saw some massive upgrades on Implat today. That absolutely boosted the stock. I'm still not quite convinced about the PGM miners. Iron ore, yep, liking that. Reports that President Biden wants to put significant increases on tariffs into China, particularly on steel, on aluminium. That could perhaps help to a degree. The commodities, obviously, gold. I mean, gold is still running. I think gold is, you know, if we've got this environment of higher for longer, the gold's entire rationale is based on that. It's based on higher inflation, higher interest rates. So gold is still looking good. The gold miners, I think, have perhaps been lagging the rand gold price at this point in time, and then the diversifieds. But it's a difficult market. I mean, we could also say, well, what about some of the retailers? And they've been getting sold off. ShopRite down at 227 is crazy cheap. I mean, Mr. Price at 160. We've just been seeing even the retailers absolutely getting hit at this time. And if we then contrast that with what we can get in money market, bank accounts, retail savings bonds at 11.25 for 5 years, there's a lot of traction still in the more defensive spaces.
I hadn't actually looked at Mr. Price in a while, but ShopRite I was really liking down to 220. I think I called the stock on one of the other shows last week to say we would probably, if we come below 240 Rand a share, 220 seems very valuable. I don't think we'll go below 220 just from the way ShopRite has been trading, but I haven't looked at Mr. Price. What other retailers are you keeping an eye on, Simon?
So, I mean, ShopRite and 220, I agree with you, certainly looks possible. And at 220, it's attractive. It's a really, really good price. They are the absolutely dominant food retailer in it. In other words, in the retail space, it's Mr. Price that interests me. And they had a really nice technical break, and it failed back. And I thought we would go sub 170. I didn't expect us to go all the way down to sort of the 160s and frankly, looking weak on that chart. I like Clicks, but again, we've seen massive selling in Clicks. Just the consumer, we came into the year expecting some easing in inflation. Kind of happened, but five point something is still a big number in the inflation space. I know it's within the target band and it's only a little above the 4.5 that the governor refers to, but still a big number. And rates not coming down means that a consumer who's really under pressure, they needed that pressure to come off so they could start repairing personal balance sheets this year. And it just hasn't happened. It absolutely hasn't happened. So they remain under pressure. And truthfully, it just gets harder and harder. So if you want retailers, it really is then around the cash retailers, which is why I quite liked Mr. Price. But I mean, the market's just saying at this point in time, thanks, but no.
That goes for some other stocks as well, and we'll have to keep an eye on those stocks because I'm eyeing Telkom at the moment. It looks like we're approaching 20 Rand. It'll be interesting to see what happens when we get there, because there hasn't been a lot of interest, and I thought the SwiftNet sale would drive up a bit of the price or a bit of the interest there, but we'll leave it at that side. Thanks so much for those insights. Simon Brown, founder at Just One Lap, joining me to reflect on market movements throughout the day, some of these sectors that seem to be performing rather well, and where some of the opportunities might be sitting.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.